Delighted that Beatrice Casserly has joined me in the studio. Beatrice is age-friendly programme manager for Dublin City Council. Did I get that right?
You did indeed, George. Hiya, good morning.
Hiya, good morning. Casserly, it's an amazing name.
Oh, thanks very much. Yeah. It's a bit unique.
So is Mulcahy. I'm a Mulcahy. There's not that many of us. But this morning we're talking about Dublin City's Guide to Age-Friendly Communication. Beatrice, whose idea is it?
Okay, so originally the Age Friendly Programme is part of the World Health Organization's, which originally was created in Canada. They created the first module of it, and the first people in Ireland to take on, a spin on it was Monaghan County Council. Dublin City have basically pulled the book apart. We've researched, a lot of research. We've joined forces with the Centre of Excellence Universal Design and also the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. And we've come up with this training module. The Age Friendly Unit in Dublin City Council have come up with a training module for, at the moment, it will be for in-house staff. And then we would reckon that this could go out to not only to the public, but to shops and businesses all over Ireland.
Is it fair to say that in 2019, due to advances in technology, that people of a certain age are now finding it harder to access information and services?
Absolutely, George. So 18 months ago, our age-friendly strategy is due for renewal at the end of this year, and we did a midterm adjustment 18 months ago. And I suppose out of 54 key priority areas, we consulted with older people across the whole of Dublin City. And that's what Age Friendly is all about. It's about the voice of the older person and listening to the older person. And out of them 54 priorities, we dwindled it down to three. One was housing in the home, one was built environment, and the third one was communications. Mm. And how do we get the voice out there? How do we inform people? And also, how do we listen to people? And with, I suppose, there's a certain cohort of people who aren't tech savvy with phones and mobile devices and computers. But the majority of people, I suppose, they don't have any option but to become some sort of tech savvy because all online banking and so forth. But it's quite an issue and quite a problem. So we at Dublin City Council are trying to educate our staff of how to not only put stuff up online for the older person, but, you know, booklet form, radio, visual for people who have different sort of impairments or disabilities.
Is there anything shops and businesses could and maybe should be doing right now to help people access their services?
Well, we have, within the Age Friendly programme, we also have a business recognition programme, which is a 2.5 hour course, which I provide myself. And it's for all local shops and businesses on how to become more age friendly. And it's a little or no cost initiative. And from that, we consult again with older people in the shop or in the business on how they would feel it would be more beneficial for the likes of a small thing. So if it's a coffee shop, there could be a step outside. It's not about removing the step, but it could be about putting a yellow line outside the front of it to make it more visual. So it's three initiatives or three actions that have to be created from the older people in relation to the shop or business. They then come back to ourselves, and then I'll go out and view the premises, and they get awarded an age-friendly logo sticker for the front of their business. They also get presented with a certificate from the Lord Mayor of Dublin, and also they get free PR on the Age Friendly Ireland website that they are now an age-friendly business.
Now, as far as Dublin is concerned, Beatrice, how are we doing as far as being age-friendly is concerned? Are we doing good? Are we doing bad? Are we middling?
I think we're doing very good, but there's always an awful lot more that can be done. And we are in the process, and we're in consultation with lots of different organisations, from the HSE to the National Transport Authority, on walkability audits. We're working with the National Transport Authority. We're involved with An Garda Síochán. We're involved with in our own department within housing and planning. We're now sitting at the table with the rejuvenation team on projects going forward on how we can design them to be more universally friendly from basically cradle to grave, which all homes, I feel, from private or public, that are being built at the moment should be universally friendly.
Absolutely. Just back to technology again. Do you think we're becoming over reliant on technology, not just in this country but globally, and these services that people desperately need to use are, it's almost got to the point now where you don't talk to a human being.
I completely agree.
I find it difficult myself. Now, I may be a little bit off your age bracket, not that much, but I find it difficult accessing information because I come from a stock that needs to talk to human beings to get it from. I don't get having to press 1 or press 2 or press 3 on a phone just to talk to a machine.
It drives you mad.
It drives me absolutely insane. Can we find a middle ground, I'm asking, in which certain technologies can be used, but if you need to access a human being to get information and have a conversation with them, which you can't do with a machine yet, do you think that might be the right approach, finding middle ground there?
I think the communications booklet that we're launching tomorrow involved, or in the text of that, is trying to find a middle ground, because I think there's nothing more frustrating, no matter what age bracket you're from, that it's press 1 for this, press 2 for that, press 3, and it doesn't give you an option even at the end to press 0 to speak to a person. And that's very frustrating for everybody.
Drives me insane.
Yeah, really, so I think it's about educating businesses about people. It's about the personal contact. And at the end of the day, I think you can have as much technology as you want. You can have as much Facebook or internet as you want, but there's nothing like the personal touch and the person or the face behind the voice. And that's what we're trying to promote.
It's still there. It still exists, but we're losing it. And I think if we do lose it, it will be the biggest mistake humanity, I think, has ever made. Are there any specific difficulties that people express when trying to communicate, Beatrice?
In what way, sorry?
What would be your main areas of concern as far as methods of communication
accessing,
are concerned?
Accessing services. And we have recently done, again, through a consultation with older people, accessing services was one of the biggest issues with them, with the HSE and a new IGPOP program, which is Integrated Care Program for Older Persons, and it's being rolled out across the county. It's part of the new Sláinte Care Program, and CHO9 area, which is the area we're in at the moment, it came up as one of the main issues, accessing services. So the HSE, along with Dublin City Council Age Friendly, organised a speed networking event where they asked three, because CHO9 area is so big, they asked three or four different areas. So as you say, this area, which is Coolock and Raheny, and three or four areas to come along, all different services, from the Irish Wheelchair Association to fitness classes to Meals on Wheels to public health nurses, ourselves. There was 120 people attended down the road, and you spent 3 minutes in front of a person, and then you moved on to the next person. And there is now a directory of services for that area, a booklet, because people want the physical booklet. It's not only about the online and flicking through a screen. They want a physical booklet. So there is a soft copy, and now there's a hard copy. So although I suppose technology is moving in one way, we do listen to the people, and we're hearing that there is the option for the booklet and the face-to-face. So that booklet has been created as well and will be released shortly.
Am I right in saying there's a launch tomorrow?
That's correct, in City Hall.
In City Hall. Can you tell us all about it, Beatrice?
So this is it's a big piece of work that's been done. This booklet that is being released, or this training module being released, by the Deputy Lord Mayor tomorrow at 10:30 in City Hall. We hope to have about 120 people there. And one of the main things from this booklet is it has been endorsed by the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. So it hits on communication methods for people with Alzheimer's and dementia. But it has also gotten the stamp of approval, which I'm very proud of, from the Centre of Excellence Universal Design in the National Disability Authority.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's brilliant. Is this event tomorrow open to the public, or is it by invite only?
It's by invite only. But okay, if there is anybody out there who would like to come tomorrow for the launch, there's about another 30 spaces I can fit into City Hall. So you can email me directly at beatrice.casserly@dublincity.ie, or you can email the Age Friendly, which is agefriendlycity@dublincity.ie.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry,
yeah,
just at the moment as well, from today we have a branding launch to try and get our brand, which is the petal. People actually aware of our brand and what it actually means. It's 10 years, Age Friendly is 10 years going this year within Ireland.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. So you will see on some of the bus shelters the Age Friendly logo. It's a petal and it has making Dublin City Age Friendly. If there is a competition at the moment as well. So if you can take a photograph of yourself, you can upload it onto Twitter and hashtag at agefriendlydcc. Or if you want to take the photo on your phone, if you haven't got Twitter, you're not up to date with Twitter, you can email it to myself again, and you're in with a chance of winning a €250 voucher. So there's 8 different colours on the petal, and each colour of the petal represents a different theme, from housing in the home to communications to social and economic. So each of the different colours of the petal have a different representation.
Any events happening post launch tomorrow?
Yes, we have in-house, we have dementia awareness training on the 12th of July. That's only for staff. We have dementia friendly training only for staff. And on the 11th of July, we have in the Docklands, we have older persons council training. So each of the 5 Dublin City Council areas have an older persons council. Anybody over the age of 55, if you would like to join the councils to get your voice heard, we're not a lobbyist group. We like people to come with problems, but also to be able to solve them. So we're not there just to be a moaning session either. We want positivity, and we want, if anybody is out there, we're recruiting for new members at the moment. So if you're interested, you can contact your local Dublin City Council office, and they will put you in touch with the coordinator for that area, and you'd be more than welcome to join.
Great stuff. You mentioned Twitter a few moments ago. Are you social media savvy? Are you online?
Absolutely. We are, but am I savvy? Not.
No.
I do my best. I can just about float above water on that one.
I can remember a time when we only had one TV station and we actually had to press
go up and press the button.
Telly.
Yeah. I remember that myself.
Remember that? All of those years ago. It wasn't that long ago, was it? Oh my God. But can you remind people again when and where this launch takes place, Beatrice?
It takes place tomorrow at 10:30 in City Hall.
Great stuff. The best of luck. How would you like this to develop?
I'm hoping it is part of a campaign. Mm-hmm. It's part of a bigger picture. If we create awareness, not only in-house, because we, like any organisation, there's problems with communication in-house and people, you know, frontline customer service staff, but not also for our own organisation. There's other big organisations out there, HSE, Guards, but then there's businesses, there's massive businesses, big and small. Mm. And if we can make an impact, even a small impact, a small ripple in the ocean, I think we've done a good job.
And it's not just people of a certain age, it's younger people are affected by this as well. I'm still kind of a little bit off that kind of age gap. But I want to talk to people. I want to talk to people.
Age-friendly.
I don't want to do it the other way.
Age-friendly isn't about a certain, although we concentrate in a certain cohort of people, but it's from cradle to grave. And we believe, especially in Dublin City Council, that if you create for an older person, you're encompassing all walk of life.
Beatrice, an absolute pleasure.